week normally, and that's our Shabbat morning service. As you will recall, however, there are three services associated with the weekday prayers: Shacharit, Mincha, and Mariv, morning, afternoon, and evening. And on Shabbat and holy days, there is an additional service conducted after the Shacharit service, Musaf, which means additional. The Musaf service comes from the instruction in the Torah to offer an additional sacrifice on the Sabbath and holy days, in addition to the usual daily sacrifices. But there is also something else that is done, especially on Shabbat and holy days, and that is to mark the beginning and the end of the day with a cup of wine, the fruit of the vine. Whether you are marking the beginning of Shabbat in your home or in the synagogue, there is a special kiddush that is given, and wine is shared by all present. Today, I want to talk about the tradition of Havdalah, which means separation. Havdalah for Shabbat in the synagogue is conducted after sundown at the end of the Mariv service prior to the Aleinu. But in the home, it becomes a standalone service that is very short, beautiful, and meaningful. The concept of making distinctions is rooted in Torah, where we find that Hashem made distinctions in creating the world. First, between light and darkness. Next, between water and empty space. Finally, between earth and water. In departing from Shabbat, as we prepare to enter the beginning of the new week, the Havdalah tradition emulates the beginning of creation. The first act of the new week is to create light. We kindle the Havdalah candle when there are three stars visible in the night sky. Depending on a person's latitude and longitude, this time has been set as between 42 minutes and 72 minutes after sundown. A multi-braided candle is traditionally used, and the blessing for the illuminations produced is in the plural form if the traditional candle is not available. Joining two single-wicked candles together is considered acceptable. It is customary to observe the reflection of the candle lights in your fingernails, since it is not the fire that is being blessed, but the illuminations of the fire. The third element of the Sabbath Havdalah, besides the wine and the candle, is the spices. Any sweet-smelling spices will do, since the aroma is to be a reminder of the sweetness of the Sabbath. The aroma lingers in our memory even after the spices are put away. The Havdalah blessings mention the distinctions between the holy and everyday, light and darkness, between the people of Israel and the people of other nations, and between the seventh day of rest and the 6 days of work. Making distinctions is deeply ingrained theme in Judaism, and that includes Messianic Judaism, in which Yeshua urged us to be lights to the world. Thank you for listening to Worship Shorts.